It's Thursday, time again for Foodstuffs, our weekly look at New Hampshire food and food culture. This month, we're talking to bakers about why they do what they do. Today, we talk with a woman in Manchester who bakes for charity. Since 2007, Martha May Fink has used bake sales, physical and online, to raise tens of thousands of dollars for charities that address hunger, and all in her spare time, nights and weekends. Martha joins me now with more. Welcome to All Things Considered.
Thank you for having me.
How did this all get started?
Okay, so I like to bake, and a friend of mine alerted me to this, the Share Our Strength Great American Bake Sale, where people all over the nation, just like me, would have a bake sale, and instead of taking in the proceeds, would send them to this organization to help fight hunger in children. I was embarrassed that I didn't realize that this was a nationwide problem. So I put a couple of tables in my driveway and put up some flyers, and I made $1,700 within just a couple of hours. So it just kind of took off from there.
And some of them you do as traditional physical bake sales, and then some you do online?
Yes. When you register for the bake sale, you have your own little website through Share Our Strength portal. So you have this online element where people can donate online really all year. But people like to come to my house. They like the sale. It's a lot of work for me. I do work a full-time job, and I'm a military wife, so I do have a lot going on. But I do like having the sale. So I do try to have one sale a year, and then the online piece just stays active all year.
And given the amount of money that you've raised since you started doing this, I mean, you must be baking constantly.
I am. I am. I took a vacation day, actually, today so that I can do a small-scale bake sale for my friend's design show tomorrow. I started, actually, late last night, and I'll be doing this all day today.
But and what have you been making?
Whoopie pies and the old-fashioned cupcakes. One of the cupcakes I've been making this year that really has been pretty popular has Guinness in them. They're a chocolate stout cupcake. I've made cupcakes with wine and with coffee and with whiskey, but never tried it with Guinness. But what a great flavor. What a great cupcake it makes. But they like the things that you wouldn't ordinarily see every day. One of the whoopie pies actually I'll be making today is a holiday whoopie pie with dark chocolate cocoa and peppermint filling, and then I roll it in crushed candy canes. And it has a real festive look to it, and it's got a great taste to it. So it's kind of a twist on a classic.
Well, as we talk to people who are baking this month, and some of us only bake at this time of year, do you have any tips for what makes a great choice or a great recipe or a great technique at the holidays?
You know, I love the old recipes and try to make it as good as I can. And sometimes I'll put a little spin on things. Like, say, for a lemon tea bread, I'll take some of the lemon rind and put it maybe on top to give it a little festive look and a little fresh flavor.
So, in other words, know the classics, but be open to new ideas?
Right, exactly.
Well, Martha, right. Thanks so much for talking with me, and good luck baking today.
Thank you so much, Brady. Thanks for having me.
You can learn more about Martha's charity bake sales at the Foodstuffs blog. That's at nhpr.org.